Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and love from the Lord Jesus. Amen. The text is from Psalm 95. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. My dear brother and sister, Psalm 95 is the basis from the Bible for the Veniti, the song that is part of our Matins service and the Vespers. Come, let us sing to the Lord. It is also the appointed psalm for today, the last Sunday in the church year. It goes without saying that it suggests a very appropriate theme for the day, shouting and singing for joy to the Lord. By the grace of God, we have reached yet another milestone, another end of a church year. And looking back at all that Blessed Savior and its members accomplished by the grace and under the guidance of God throughout this church year, we have great reason to sing for joy, shout for joy to the Lord, the rock of our salvation, the psalmist says. Shouting is just, I think, the natural and the most excellent way of declaring to the world that we are happy. You know the story of the snail that was riding on the back of a turtle. It had never gone so fast, and it went, hippie! So, whenever we are happy, we shout for joy. And the rock of our salvation. Up front, the psalmist says, the Lord is the rock of our salvation. And the effect of the rock on a shaky, at best, life, full of uncertainties, at the mercy of whimsical attacks once in a while, a rock is just what you and I need. Something stable, something strong, something consistent to keep us with our feet firmly planted on the ground, on course in life. So being in the presence of this rock is reason for us to shout for joy. It's the most natural expression of joy, shouting and singing. In German, there is a saying, for those of you conversant with the language, it sounds like this: Wo man singt, da lass dich nieder. Böse Leute haben kein Lieder. Where they are singing, let yourself down. Bad people don't have songs. Yeah, bad people don't sing, but good people, happy people, they sing. So it's good to be associated with a bunch of happy people that build each other up and that build up others that are way beyond our viewing field, our vision. God is like a rock, says the psalmist. He is not like a rock, but he is the rock himself. For God does not change. God is indestructible. God is protective. David talks about finding a rock in the desert when he was escaping from Saul, being persecuted by Saul. He ran into the desert where only scorpions and snakes lived, and he found a rock, and next to the rock, a spring of fresh water. And around the rock, palm trees, a little oasis. Rocks protect from the heat. In their shadow, you can rest, the heat of the desert sun. And often, rocks indicate a spring nearby that washed all the silt and the sand and the soil away, exposing the rock. And where there is water, there is life. So, God is our rock. He provides us with safety. He watches over his children. And the readings today point to the joy of the last day, when the shepherd will come down and take his sheep into his fold for eternity. Ah, then the bliss will begin. But until then, we grind our way through this life in the shadow of the rock, knowing nothing but that the rock loves us. And the rock loves us so that he died for us. Our Lord Jesus is the rock of ages. Our Lord Jesus is the rock of our salvation. The significance of the rock in the desert cannot be overstated. It is the difference between life and death. Have rock, we'll live. Well, we have a rock, and we will live. And not only us, but all of our amigos all over the world that we invite to come into the presence of this rock. Come and taste and see that the Lord is good, we say to them. And they come and they taste of the rock and the word that comes from the rock and are saved and live in eternal bliss. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. We just celebrated Thanksgiving for all the fruits of the earth, for all that God gives us for this body. And just as he provides for the body, he minds the needs of the soul. He gives peace to a heart that otherwise would be deeply disturbed by all the sins that we commit. And he takes those away. He also wipes away the sins of omission, sins that we commit by not doing something. Like the Bible says, he who can help but does not sins. So we help and we are compassionate and we go from one project to the next. Right now we are starting the mitten tree to bring a little warmth to the heads and the hands of the poor in our town. And that every year results in hundreds of pairs of mittens and quite a few hats. We as people living in the shadow of the rock, we are enabled to do that, and we do it, and we do it with joy, not with moaning and groaning. And we don't give only of that which we have superfluous, that's in excess, that's left over. We give with a sacrifice. We give because we want to. We give because somebody needs. So, joy in life is the only natural response to the forgiveness of sins, which the rock offers freely for everyone that comes to him. Go and sin no more, he says. He does not cut us off. He does not expect perfection in us. He welcomes sinners. He thrives on forgiving sins. That is the whole sense for which he came into the world, to make us whole again. On a certain occasion, talking to his disciples, he said, the sound, the healthy do not need a doctor, but the sick. For the Son of Man, talking about himself, came to seek and to save that which was lost. It is precisely for the lost, you and I, that he came. And he seeks us out. And he seeks us out through his word and through one another as we share this word, as we live it out, as we show it to the world in our posture, in adversity and in happiness, in gaining and in losing, and in enjoying life or in suffering. Our posture does not change because our cue is taken from the rock of ages, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. On him you can count. All things else change. The rock is steady. It is strong. It is sturdy. It is consistent. we know where we stand when we stand next to the rock. Closing the book of one year, we are ready to open another one. As so far, God has led and equipped us and blessed the work of our hands, so we go into the new year with this promise of more of the same blessing, the same love, the same guidance, the same peace and serenity for the heart, the same overall care of his children. Let us go and to, as we have opportunity, share the good news that in Jesus Christ there is life and salvation. Let us invite many to partake in our fellowship here and of the meal that serves medicated bread that eliminates sin and strengthens the faith and increases the light in our walk. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.